Chapter 6, His Soul, Mind, and Will. I once heard a man who ministered to college students say that the two most well-attended seminar topics at Christian conferences are how to know God's will for your life and sex and dating. He joked that if he really wanted a large crowd for his seminars, he'd call them How to Know God's Will Concerning Sex and Dating. More than anything else, Christians struggle and long to know God's will for their lives. In fact, surveys reveal that the number one spiritual question believers ask is, How can I know the will of God? The reason more Christians don't know the will of God is that they don't have a friendship with the Holy Spirit, the one inside them whose job it is to reveal all truth to them. Let me repeat that. You have someone living in you who knows the will of God for your life. If you want to get to know the will of God, get to know the Holy Spirit. Your friendship with Him can truly change your life. As we've been exploring, a friendship with the Holy Spirit is possible because He is a person. Of course, He is God. But we've also seen that the respective members of the Trinity each have the attributes of a soul. Having a soul means possessing three things: a mind, a will, and emotions. We can get our minds around this truth concerning God the Son. We know Jesus has a soul because we see His personality displayed throughout the Gospels. We see Him laugh, cry, become exasperated, show compassion, choose, teach, encourage, and love. At the heart of the miracle of the Incarnation is the amazing reality that Jesus became one of us. As the Apostle John writes, the Word became...